Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin. Truth, lies, shenanigans. Truth, lies, shenanigans.
Tune in to TLS. It's the TLS show. Coming to you live from the TLS show. Hey, welcome to the Truth Lies Shenanigans podcast. Social commentary, hot topics, amazing guests with a ton of fun, and shenanigans along the way. This week's show, we've got all hot topics for you. We're going to talk about the Kutcher and Kunis apology. Then we'll debate Spain's soccer smooch saga. And last up, we're chatting about Maryland cops canoodling caught on camera. I'm saying that three times fast. All right.
I can't remember the last time I heard canoodling. It's canoodling.
All right. If you're stopping in for the first time, we record our podcast live on Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern time on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, TV, truthlieshenanigans.com. And we do the show live because we want your questions and comments to help drive the conversation. So get to YouTube or Facebook at TLS Live Show and start typing your comments and questions. If you're listening to the official podcast, make sure you download new episodes every Friday. But gotta let you know, we only have three more episodes left until our season ends. So make sure you don't miss a thing. Let me introduce you to my co-hosts. First up today, we have our grandpapa, the nature lover, gamer, rock star, coming to you from Ontario, Canada, Rob. Rob.
I love that.
Hey, Rob.
Grandpapa. Grandpapa. It made me think of like Oompapa music. Happy Wednesday, crew. Happy to be back for another round. So I've been starting a different venture with a group of local filmmakers. My friend Dustin.
Dustin. Oh, yeah. We love Dustin.
Yeah, he won a short film nomination at the last Sudbury Film Festival. Mm. And as such, he's been working with other creators. So one of the guys is working on an anthology of micro shorts, all in the genre of horror.
So like bikini micro shorts? I'm just kidding.
No. Micro shorts are a minute and a half to 2 minute films. So yes. He's doing six of them. And releasing the anthology for Halloween. So wow. I'm really, really looking forward to that. Yeah, so we're putting in 10-hour days on Sundays and hitting up a couple locations for shoots, but it's been a lot of fun. It's nice to get back into it.
Have you seen The Greenlight Project?
No.
It's a documentary of like filmmakers started by Matt Damon. Ooh. And...
Cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. So they take directors who have done these, I guess, these micro shorts, and then they just pick from the best of them. Mm-hmm. And then take them through a whole movie. They give them a budget, and
oh wow,
it's very actually a fun cool project. I just saw it. It's Issa Rae and her production company took it over from Matt Damon.
Very cool.
His company, yeah.
So my hands will be featured in one of them. Wow.
I was just about to ask.
It was great because one of the scenes called for some creepy hands to come out from behind a door, and apparently I had the vainiest,
creepiest hands,
creepy hands on locations.
I can see that.
Useful. Like,
so who's got the vainiest, boniest hands? I was like, well, mine are 50.
It was pretty creepy, Robbie.
Rob, you're funny.
Did not need a lot of makeup.
Your hands are stars. It's okay.
Oh, you're so positive, Gianni. All right. Our young, vibrant model and business owner streaming from Atlanta, Georgia, Gianni Storm.
Hey, guys. It's been typical busy week. I'm making some changes within my business. I told you guys I kind of want to scale out so I can stop cleaning and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to let you guys know that I think I could possibly be cursed by Mother Nature. The reason I say the reason I say that is because I was outside walking my dog. out of nowhere, stinger bees start attacking us. Tens, 20s. And we're running for our lives, like across the parking lot, and they're just chasing us, following us. I had the instinct to try to jump in a pool. I was fully clothed though. So I was like, no, I can't jump.
Really? So it was that bad?
Yeah, they were like, I was like, what is possessing?
Oh, this is Georgia. That kind of makes
sense. Is a myth, my friend. Jumping into the water is a myth. If there's mud, sure, jump into the mud and cover yourself up. But jumping into the water, when you come up,
they're waiting for you.
No, they're swarming and looking for you.
No, that's scary. Yeah, they were following us for a good like half a block until I just kind of like
happened to you. Did that happen to you a couple of years ago, where you were out with the dog and the bees came after you?
Oh yeah, it was a wasp.
It
was like two wasps. Yeah. But then after that, I was saving this baby caterpillar that was like falling, or it fell on the ground and ants were attacking it. So I picked it up and then I placed it somewhere else, and then pine cones started falling on my head from the trees. Like,
you might be right.
No good seeing the trees punishing you because the caterpillars eat the trees.
Or maybe you haunted like your lake from last week's episode.
Like, you shouldn't have talked about this story.
You're haunted. It's official. Johnny is haunted.
It's crazy. But I'm still be doing good deeds for Mother Nature, even though.
All right. You go, girl.
All right. And of course, I am your host, Neo Nix. So, Gianni, I have decided to bring back your pet project, Beyond the Scars.
Yes.
Yep.
You're going to make it better.
I just love the concept of the podcast. You know, talking to everyday people that have struggled with trauma and tragedy. And, you know, having them share their stories with others about how they were able to survive, sometimes thrive. So I think you and Olivia had a really, really good idea. And I've actually since then been trying to figure out how can we possibly bring that back. And what prompted is I started personal therapy for myself. Good. And I was like, I'm delving into a lot of stuff here. It'd be kind of cool to use Beyond the Scars to kind of bring some of that up. Maybe start with like a 10 episode season and then just, you know, see if it catches on, if people are interested, and just really short episodes. I'm thinking I'm on like 20, 30 minutes and just share my journey. Oh, yeah. And then maybe season two, you know, maybe we start getting back to the original
format
where we start bringing in people to talk. I know, Robbie, I think you were in the original.
Yeah.
I'd like to bring you back and have you talk. Share your stories.
I would enjoy that. Yeah, I would enjoy that. Nice. I know my first kick at the can, I felt the need to compress so much story, and I was speaking very rapidly. So yeah, I would enjoy an opportunity to kind of slow it down and reflect a little bit more.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. So yeah, that'll probably be next season, but the first season I'll start recording while we're on break, and probably launch it then while we're on break.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Nice. That's really nice, Neo. I'm glad you're going to bring it back.
Yeah, I thought it was a great concept that you guys came up with. So we have to figure out how to bring it back. So, all right, let's get into some hot topics, people.
Truth, lies, shenanigans.
All right, let's get into this. So Danny Masterson from That 70s Show got hit with 30 years to life for raping two women. Apparently, he pulled a page out of Cosby's book and was drugging women. But it's crazy that it took two decades to get this full. And that's mostly because the Church of Scientology allegedly, convinced the victims to keep quiet. But they finally got him. But what I really want to talk about is Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. They were Masterson's co-stars on That 70s Show. Well, they sent letters to the judge, and those letters, which also apparently included some Scientology language in it, in those letters, they called him a role model and extraordinarily honest, made him seem like a pretty awesome guy, actually. But a lot of folks weren't having it. So Ashton and Mila decided to apologize, and they claimed that they weren't trying to undermine the victims or the system. They were just doing a favor for the Masterson family. But let's play the clip real quick.
We are aware of the pain that has been caused by the character letters that we wrote on behalf of Danny Masterson.
We support victims. We have done this historically through our work and will continue to do so in the future.
couple months ago, Danny's family reached out to us and they asked us to write character letters to represent the person that we knew for 25 years so that the judge could take that into full consideration relative to the sentencing.
The letters were not written to question the legitimacy of the judicial system or the validity of the jury's ruling.
They were intended for the judge to read and not to undermine the testimony of the victims or re-traumatize them in any way. We would never want to do that. And we're sorry if that has taken place.
Our heart goes out to every single person who's ever been a victim of sexual assault, sexual abuse, or rape.
All right. I'm going to get your thoughts on that clip in a second, but here's where it gets a little messier. You know, one of Masterson's accusers, Chrissy Bixler, she decided to post some old clips of Ashton and Mila. In one post, Ashton has a very young Mila sitting on his lap and says the only reason he's doing it, doing the interview or whatever it is because he was able to get Mila to sit on his lap and he really liked it. He added to that.
Lord.
In another clip, Ashton's talking about underage Hillary Duff on his old show Punk'd and how everybody's just waiting for her to turn 18. And then in another clip, Mila and Ashton are promoting that 70s show and Mila tells how she was just 14 years old and she was preparing for her first ever on-screen kiss. And instead of a regular TV kiss, like she was expecting to get, the rapist, Masterson, Bette Kutcher, to French kiss her instead.
And the reason I'm doing this is not because I think in the Greece is good, but because Jock told me Mila would sit on my lap and like...
Hillary Duff is in Lizzie McGuire. She also has an album out. She's going to be in a movie called Cheaper by the Dozen. And she's one of the girls that we're all waiting for to turn 18.
Who was my first kiss? What if someone bet you made with Danny about our first kiss?
No, it wasn't the first kiss. It was like a second or third kiss.
It was the first. Look at the first week.
No, it was not the first week.
Whatever. Let me tell you what happened. Right,
let me tell you.
I never kissed a guy. So okay. I was so. I mean, you know, Ash was attractive, and I was a 14-year-old little girl, and I was extremely scared for my life.
Sure.
And he was very nice about it. He was like, "Oh, don't worry." So I was like, "Okay." Then Danny goes to him and goes, "Dude, I'll give you $10 if you French kiss her." What would you stick your tongue in my mouth or some?
What? No.
$10.
There's a 14-year-old little girl. So
very
Chrissy,
awkward.
The victim, was basically saying, look, they knew what type of guy Danny Masterson is, and she also indicated they're just like him. So here's the question. Do you all think that Ashton and Mila were being honest when they sent those letters to the judge, or did they know what type of dude Masterson really was? And what about that apology? Are you buying it? I'll start with you, Robbie.
I think that they were honest in their characterization. They were friends and coworkers for years. And if they never saw any behavior that would lead them to believe that the allegations were true, they behaved as friends of the family do. You know, the sketchy stuff that you're talking about, Neo, when you're 19, 20 years old, you say a lot of dumb stuff. And guys saying, you know, just wait until she turns 18. Please, that's commonplace. So we can't demonize Ashton for saying something like that, because at that younger age, guys say stupid shit like that all the time.
You're really going to go ahead and play the young, he's too young bullshit.
He's only saying that.
I mean, young men in their 20s, Neil, do they absolutely say stupid stuff?
I mean, they absolutely say stupid stuff. I know I said a lot of stupid stuff.
Exactly.
But there's a difference between saying stupid stuff.
Demonize them. Yeah.
Thank you. You were going to say there's a difference between saying stupid stuff and then saying questionable, like questioning your character stuff. Because you know how they say, like, you can tell somebody's a serial killer when they, like, kill small animals. And this is just, like, you know, a reference.
You're saying it's leading.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's like leading into his mind, like he's saying like questionable stuff. Yeah, it's kind of harmless to some degree because, you know, we all probably think that, but why would you say it? That means you're comfortable. That means their seeds already planted.
And then in the public eye, I mean, these were public things.
You mature. They've had children since then. They have
in
a family.
Scientology?
So, Scientology, don't even get me started on that.
I was going to say.
I know, I was going to say, Rob. Because they grew up. Into that belief.
They didn't grow up in that belief. No, they were indoctrinated. Scientology didn't come around knocking on their doors until a little bit later. So they didn't grow up with that. They didn't grow up in it. Absolutely not. I will say this, though. They do acknowledge the impact of their actions writing the letter. The letters were to
so you're buying this apology.
a friend of the family. Yeah, absolutely. They support victims.
I agree that with Rob that they are being honest in their letters. And I feel like that's because they're like him. I'm sorry. Birds of a feather. I like Mila Kunis and I like Ashton Kutcher. I don't know about Holly Weird. I don't know who's in what circles. So he's connected to this Masterson guy. I'm like, why are you? I would just not even send the letters on some just like, I don't even want to be connected, even if he's my friend, just to be honest. But it just shows me that he may not be a rapist himself.
Yeah, Kutcher, he may not be a rapist.
Kutcher, right.
I mean, we're all different people, so he's probably not a rapist, but he certainly would know what type of person Masterson is if he's been a friend for so long.
Bull.
Okay,
all right. You know what kind
25
of
years of friendship?
Did you know what kind of person Patrick was? He was a business associate.
I've known Patrick for 4 years.
That's kind of a good point, Rob. That's a good point.
I knew Patrick
Someone
for four
that you
years.
Would go
but
running with, you would...
Okay.
Come on, man.
So for people that don't know, I just need to reiterate, Patrick Willian was a guest on this show, and he was also the mayor of College Park, my hometown, and he was someone that I considered a friend, and he was arrested for child pornography. So I hear you, Rob B. I hear you that possibly they didn't know, but we're talking about...
But let me tell you the difference.
Wait a minute.
That looks good.
As soon as Patrick was arrested, not even convicted, but as soon as Patrick was arrested, I was through with him. There's no way his family, his connected, husband, his sister, his cousin, my wife could have got me to write any type of letter that was positive towards Patrick Willian. I don't understand how they could write a letter to a convicted at this point, because he was convicted for them to write those letters. A convicted rapist, and to write letters saying that he is great, he's awesome, he's an amazing guy. I don't care. At some point, you cut that off.
In the article, they mentioned Scientology wording.
What'd you say?
The letter came out after the conviction? I'm sorry.
Yeah, because it was sentencing.
The letter came out after. Yeah.
It was part of the sentencing process.
But I was saying in the article, they mentioned that the letters had Scientology terminology in it. Did you guys get to read what that was? Or what does that even mean?
I don't even know. I didn't read it.
Scientology really protects their own as much as they blackmail their own. These are people of influence with money. L. Ron designed this religion, Scientology, for people with money. They're hungry for it. And once you're in, they usually gather a lot of dirt on you as part of the intake process. And when you threaten to leave, that's when they threaten to release all this dirt, because it's a scam. It's scary. So who knows what that they had on these people. And if they flexed their influence with Ashton and Mila saying, you know, you need to send these letters or we're going to tell about this.
They might have even wrote the letters and then just had Ashton and Mila sign it. Because Scientology is basically a cult. Let's be real. In fact, I wanted to ask you, Gianni, because I know you were in Seventh-day Adventist, or what were you? Latter-day Saints, or what were you?
I wasn't in a cult. I was in. I didn't say it was a cult. Jehovah's Witness.
It was one of them.
Yeah.
But you're trying to say Jehovah's Witness is not a cult? Okay.
You know, it's funny. My whole growing up, it's kind of like black sheeped me, because people did think it was a cult. So I was like, okay. Definitely not, but I mean, people have their beliefs on. Okay, we'll talk about Jehovah's Witnesses.
Well, I'm just curious. I mean, Scientology could be considered similar in ways. I mean, it's specific teachings, right? They have different style of teachings. They're very close knit. I wouldn't say controlling, but
I guess the difference is Jehovah's Witnesses are basically a branch off of Christian, and Scientology, what are they a branch off of? Like astrology?
No, they branched off of the works of L. Ron Hubbard, who was a prolific science fiction writer.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's horrible.
Let's keep it in.
Yeah.
What if I know we're going to go with this.
Than anyone else writing a story 1,000 years earlier.
Right.
They're all just stories.
But I mean, they're not fiction writers. If they're writing, let's talk about, but they're not. If they're writing about like instances that happened, as opposed to a fiction writer writing like a fiction book that he's imagining, is that not different?
But if it's got
me sharing my experience,
some hooks in reality and some hooks in history, enough to make you go, oh, okay, there's maybe some validity to this, then it's no different than other theological writings.
Okay. Potentially. Okay. I mean, I will. Okay, so I will say this to Rob B's point just real quick, is that it was back in 2003 when these occurred, so 20 years ago. So your point, the point that you made, Rob B, that it's been 20 years, maybe in the 20 years he's grown and become a better person, and maybe they were writing the letters to the person he is
today,
now, versus...
Oh, well.
I'm with you, right, Gianni. I am 100% with you.
That they've opened their doors to, and they've allowed them.
Yeah.
If they've allowed Danny to be with their kids and everything, you know, when you allow people into your homes and into your kids with you like that, that's you're really part of the inner circle. That's tight. So it's just.
I agree. Yeah. I like that Rob's standing his ground with them, but I feel like we don't know any of these people, so Danny could be a really good person. But I think that. One thing I will say that's unfair about the whole 20 years thing and getting convicted after and going to jail after 20 years is that, like you guys mentioned, he could be a better person now, and then this hits him out of nowhere. So it's just like it ruins not just his life, it ruins his family, his children. Like it's a different, we're in a different space as opposed to 20 years
ago. But he ruined somebody's life 20 years ago, destroyed it. So
yeah.
A couple of people.
That can't stand, and he needs to stand for his crime.
But even for them, the victims, that's wrong. Imagine 20 years of like, oh, this guy did this to me. I'm PTSD now. I have.
And again, they claim Scientology. The Scientologists prevented them from speaking.
Yep.
Oh yeah, you did say that. Yeah.
Convinced them not to speak.
Sick.
Yeah. All right, we got a couple of people online. Jose says, "Good evening, everyone." We've got.
Hey,
Jaw Logic and Friends said good evening as well. And Goran Slamani says, good to see you all, brothers and sisters. All right. Love it. Sweet. All right. So, is this truth?
Truth, lies, shenanigans.
I don't know. I think they're lying. To me, he's not a good person.
I'm still going to call it shenanigans because.
Shenanigans.
I guess I missed that key point that this was written after the conviction.
The conviction.
Yeah.
Why does that?
Yeah. Because it's part of the sentencing
makes an impact because it's not an allegation anymore. Now it's a conviction. Mm-hmm. So allegations are definitely different than convictions.
Agreed.
Okay.
Agreed.
Sure.
All right. That was a great topic. Thank you for the debate. So let's hit the pause button on shenanigans real quick. I got to put you on to Pods Network.
Yes.
Yep. This isn't just any podcast network. It's the spot for up-and-coming podcasts and listeners who want something fresh and new. Like, make sure you check out Wrestling with Heart with Stanley Carr and Undiagnosed with Hillary England. And don't sleep on Sunny Mary Meadows podcast. I'm telling you, there is a vibe for everyone. Aspiring podcasts, curious listeners. That's the essence of Pods Network. After we wrap up with Truth, Lies, Shenanigans, slide over to Pods Network, PODZNetwork.com, and get into some new episodes. I trust you'll be glad you did. All right, Robbie, you want to talk about this crazy kiss. Let's get started.
Lies, Shenanigans.
Yeah, on the topic of creepy, inappropriate things.
Creepy.
So Spain's win at the Women's World Cup on August 20th was a massive celebration for the soccer-loving nation. However, the happiness both on and off the field took a sour turn when the head of Spain's soccer federation planted an unwelcome kiss on Jenny Hermoso's lips, one of the star players during the medal ceremony. So instead of stepping down as the public outcry group, Luis Rubiales, the federation leader, chose to stand his ground, making the situation even more contentious. This led the world champions to declare that they would not participate further until he resigned, and it triggered an investigation. Well, he resigned on Monday, September 11th.
Thank God.
So in light of this, do you think that his resignation over an unsolicited kiss sets an important precedent for addressing workplace harassment? Or do you believe that it's an overreaction to a single incident?
Oh, I'll start out here. So,
yeah,
I mean, dude definitely needed to step down. I mean, man was under a lot of heat to resign.
Yeah.
Media was on it. Social media was buzzing. The players, I mean, they were not going to stop. So, you know, they were going to force him to resign.
They were striking. So, mm-hmm. They had like boards outside. Yeah, they were mad. Yeah.
I say it sends a clear message that even the small stuff isn't going to slide, you know, no more looking the other way. But I got to be honest, though. So, you know, yeah. I don't totally get European norms and customs all the time when it comes to affection.
Like, yeah.
You know, I'll see Greeks and Italians, and sometimes it's not unusual when they're overly elated
even in Spanish
or
culture.
French.
Right. Yeah.
For a dude to plant one on another dude sometimes. I've seen that. Yeah. Or to plant one on another woman on the lips. You know, I don't know. So if I'm being honest, when I looked at it, I was like, isn't that just what they do over there? I don't know.
That's what I said.
But I will say in slow mo,
That's what I said.
In slow mo, you know, dude held that kiss for a little minute.
And his hands are on her head.
Like, yeah, I mean, he's holding it to her face. And I don't know how many people caught, you know, the ass slap as she walked away. So, I mean, I know that's not a cultural thing.
No, but, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's a sports thing.
That might be a sports thing.
Teammates.
Okay.
There's too many.
Teammates.
Okay. Okay.
Amongst teammates.
Okay, that is a sports thing. And you're right, it is amongst teammates. But I'll let Gianni jump in here.
To answer Rob's question, I do think that they shouldn't have backed down from this, especially the most important part is that she never consented. They kept, you know, emphasizing that part. Now she consented, they had that type of relationship, then we as onlookers could have been like, okay, that's a little too much or that's weird, but as long as she was comfortable, whatever. But she was not comfortable, and that's why they had to make it a point, because, I mean, you guys know, like, this whole woman's right thing is still ongoing. Like, it's not like we've got there. You know what I mean? Like, we haven't got to our equality or basically what they're trying to fight for. But in this sense, I think that, I don't know. I think that he was really
machismo. He was definitely uncomfortable.
Like, reminds me of that. Oh, yeah.
Machismo?
Very uncomfortable.
Machismo, yeah.
Because he was very passionate and defensive after the attack. Like, he had a speech afterwards, and how he came across was like, no, you're not going to ruin my character kind of energy. And it's just like, guy, just be humble. Take this on the lips and just walk away. Like, just go.
Yeah, but you can see it in her body language. She was really uncomfortable afterwards.
Oh, she walked away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very tense.
I think she was shocked. I don't think she was expecting that at all.
Stunned for sure, right?
Probably awkward, embarrassed a little. Yeah, I mean, it's not a good look.
Gianni, I know, Robbie, you have to know this guy, but do you know Richard Dawson?
I've heard of his name.
Oh, no.
Family Feud.
Family Feud from the 70s, man. Yeah.
No.
You remember? Okay, yeah. Oh, so anyway,
he loved kissing ladies.
Oh, my God.
What?
He kissed. So he would kiss all the ladies, no matter if, you know, even young ones, right? He would kiss
Grandma,
them on the lips.
Mom, young cousins. Oh, yeah. Big lips.
Really?
And it was normal. I mean, I remember being young and being like, wait a minute. You kiss it on the lips?
What in the world? Nobody said anything.
He would kiss wives, men's wives and stuff on the lips. Yeah, the man would be standing right next to him. He's kissing them right on the lips.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, that was I guess a cultural thing back then where it was okay. Sherry Blaine Saber says Richard D was all over the ladies.
She knows.
But what I'm just saying, I mean,
so you
sometimes
think it's one of those situations,
but it changed, you know. But it's that's that machismo thing, you know, and that was the way it was back then. Even if you look at some of those episodes, the women, a lot of the women are uncomfortable with doing it. There's some that even like I gotta do it. All right.
Oh, that's
and there was even young, like teenagers that he would still do it to. And I'm like, ew. That's a little awkward. And
very, not even a little. That's
obviously crazy. Our culture has changed where that's definitely not okay anymore. And I'm thinking that's what's happening here. It's a shift where he can't just just go and do that anymore. Maybe back in the day, you know, a man could just do that, and even if they felt uncomfortable, it was still accepted. Okay, well, he's just doing his thing. That's just him being this, whatever. Maybe they're making a shift now and saying, hey, this is just not cool anymore. I'm cool with that. You know,
yeah,
they're taking a stand and he's the one who's got to pay the price. Fine, I don't give a damn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts, Rob?
He's good.
Well, I mean, in the last few years, we've seen a lot more figureheads being held to account for being inappropriate with athletes. Mm-hmm. So because of his position, he really should have known better. And like I was saying, to display that type of affection with teammates is absolutely normal. You might mm-hmm. see a coach jump up and big hugs and hold on to players, but you'll never see them kissing players because there's a division. There's a division there. And it's something that you learn even when you start coaching youth players. I was thrilled. I coached championship teams. And when the girls won, not once did I think it's appropriate for me to be hugging and kissing these teenage girls because mm-hmm. I'm so happy yeah. they won. And I never saw a convener do like, you know, a proper handshake would have been more than appropriate because they performed beautifully throughout the entire tournament. And, you know, it is the way that he's holding her. It is an aggressive stance. And she did tighten up. Exactly.
And she wouldn't have even been able to pull out of it if she wanted to.
No.
If she wanted to pull back. Like you remember the Dalai Lama with a little kid?
Yeah.
And the little kid pulled back.
His head.
But he didn't do it. He actually didn't kiss. She didn't even have the opportunity to pull back and be like, I don't want to kiss you. He took her head.
Of course.
Yeah. It's
and he put her in an awkward position too, with amidst all of the celebration. Everybody. What is she exactly? What can she possibly do at that point in time? Really, he robbed her of her power right there because mm-hmm. she's not going to make a spectacle in that moment because it's going to ruin it for the world. Like, it's a worldwide celebration, but he absolutely ruined it. And
yeah, he took her power.
I hope it was misguided, and I hope that he's learned a lesson. I hope it wasn't predatory, but at the end of the day, he is paying the price for it, and he absolutely should be paying that price to set the example for everybody else. This does not happen. This is workplace harassment at the very least.
Yep.
Yeah.
We have Sherry Blaine Sanders says, today's climate is totally different. People need to be respectful and mindful that this type of behavior is not acceptable.
No more. Finally.
I agree with that.
Keep your hands to yourself, lies, people.
Shenanigans.
Don't tell me no lies.
All right. Shenanigans.
Yeah, this is definitely something.
You lift to yourself, man. I would have been.
We should learn to harmonize this shenanigans.
Yeah,
I find it out there. That was a great topic, Robbie. Appreciate you bringing that to us. All right, Johnny, you are up next. You want to talk about these cops getting busy?
So, guys, this is some real shenanigans for you today. Okay, another crazy scenario turned viral recently. A married Maryland police officer was found kissing and touching and actually getting in the back of his patrol car with a woman as bystanders with children were watching and recording. Not long after this video went up on TikTok, the cop was suspended and under investigation. So I know it's crazy, right? The wife of this man took to social media to blast the woman whom she apparently already knew about and her cheating ass husband. So you guys, this is too messed up. We are all up in these people's marriages and affairs. But my question is, what type of punishment do you think this officer deserves? And also, how would you advise his wife to heal from this kind of public spectacle? This is embarrassing, right? Like, this is bad.
You said that she blasted blasted the woman? His wife blasted the woman? Is that what happened?
Yes, that's actually true. Yeah. There were more articles after this one came out, this video. Uh-huh. And they found his wife and she was saying like, yeah, this is typical of her. She's easy. That's why he cheats with her. So it's almost like the wife is actually not okay with it, but they're working on it.
Well, not okay
like,
with it. But
right. But she's not leaving him for it, basically, because she knows this woman. Like, she's kind of used to this thing.
He done lost his job. She might leave him. What do you think, Rob?
Well, so first things first. Now. I mean, Buddy's definitely got a thing for the sisters. So,
definitely.
First off, I don't know the state of the Marlett's marriage or situation. That being said, cheaters suck. So, Francesco should be suspended without pay. He should be fined because I think that Maryland taxpayers deserve to recuperate the cost of his shenanigans. Yeah. I would definitely consider a demotion for such a lack of professionalism. Or, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily look at it for grounds for dismissal or expulsion from the force, but this would definitely be a huge flag in your file. And if it happens again, buddy,
you don't think so?
Like this,
you don't think it should
but
be.
But it happened multiple times.
You don't think he should be fired?
I think that, like I outlined, what I think should the consequences should be.
He's like, this is what you
said. I told you, damn it.
Right.
I just said it. but no, if this is multiple infractions of this type, Johnny, then yeah, absolutely. He should be losing his station on the force. But he looks like a jacked up roid boy. Just check him out. But my advice to his spouse, because this is so public and painful, couple of things. She needs to acknowledge her feelings. She needs to seek help. She needs to take very good care of herself during this time and try to limit her exposure to the media when she's ready. Yeah. She needs to discuss this with her spouse and consider counseling if there's any chance of reconciliation. If there is, set firm boundaries. And if there isn't a chance of reconciliation, still set those firm boundaries and proceed. If you're going to leave him, lawyer up and get yours, girl, because it's on tape.
Yeah. Yep. He's down.
I mean.
Okay. How about you, Nia? What do you think?
It's clearly abuse of power. I was thinking, so almost every job I've ever had, every single one, they have an employee handbook. And they tell you what you can and can't do. And one of the things that's always in that handbook, always, you can't have sex on the job when you're working. Can't be fired when you're working. That's in the handbook. And if you are, it's grounds for termination. It's just, I don't understand why oftentimes, and this is part of the reason why police feel empowered to do whatever they want.
Yeah,
I don't understand why the rules are different for police officers. This guy should be fired.
You know? That's an interesting point. If it is a violation of the code of conduct, then yeah, absolutely, he should be terminated.
And I believe it is. I believe I read that
it should be.
The very least should be. Even if it's not, it should be. Right. You're right, Gianni. Even if it's not.
If anything.
Sex with civilians in a service vehicle while on duty is frowned upon.
And I want to say,
but not in the handbook.
this was in PG County, which is my police department. This is
This is interesting.
Yes, this is my county
territory. Yeah.
So I would know the area that this happened in. So it's.
I mean, it's also indecent, like public indecency or whatever they want to call it.
There was kids there.
Children. You could have taken it to a hotel. Like, to be honest, you could have done something more private.
Didn't you say this is the second time that he was caught on camera doing this?
On camera. They said, but you know, this isn't social media, so it's not confirmed if it's been like 3-4 times, but there's definitely confirmed 2 times on camera that they've been messing around. Mm-hmm. The same girl and this cop car and this cop.
I heard that it was with a different officer.
Could potentially be with a potentially.
Because you're saying because Gianni, you said that they
potentially.
You said that they didn't know who it was, right? They couldn't tell who the actual officer was in the video. It wasn't
right, because he was already in the patrol car, right? And they just saw the woman going back and forth from her car.
The same woman. So you're saying, wait a minute, so you're saying possibly the same woman could be
hitting up. I told you she could be down for the whole team. Like, you don't know what it is.
Like, she's stacking her deck with get out of jail free cards, man.
She's getting her connections on and she's doing a thing. She even actually, this same woman said that she wouldn't stop. Like, she commented after this and said she wouldn't stop seeing him. And I was like, what? Lady, can somebody beat her up? Like, what's going on? This is too much. But what is your advice to his wife?
Oh, Pam? To the wife. Yeah, yeah. I mean, my suggestion is pretty straightforward. She needs to leave. I don't understand why women stick around for the bullshit all the time. I just don't understand it. Every time I hear about a person sticking around, you know, I love my wife to death. She is the love of my life. I've never could have imagined someone as wonderful as she is, right? And we have very clear lines in the sand that, you know, certain things that if either of us do, we're out. And one of those is cheating. We don't even have to have a discussion after that. You know, we don't have to talk. We don't have to conversate. You just be like, I cheated. And then, you know, we don't even have to talk again. We have a clear understanding of what's going to happen after that. I'm just saying, you know, there's a level of respect. If you love me enough, then you will respect those lines. And
if you say that you love me, then there's a whole gamut of things that go with that. That's respect. That's honesty. If you're cheating, you clearly don't love me. You can say it, but you clearly do not. You demonstrate it that you don't. So
let's be honest.
I'm with you on that, Neil.
Let's be honest. Once you've accepted it once, I guarantee it's easier the second time. And then it's even easier the third time. Then after a while,
I think it's regular.
They don't even give a damn anymore. Yep. So I say, women, if you're okay with cheating, you're okay with doing whatever with whomever, fine. You make that their thing.
Open relationship.
But if you're not, say, hey, put that line in the sand and say, look, you step out and I'm out.
Yep.
But we didn't hear from you, Gianni. We didn't hear what you think.
Well, I mean, what I think should happen to him is I do believe he should get fired. I mean, he's clearly abusing his power. I don't know if it was him the second or third time. Regardless, this is disgusting. Sorry. It's just nasty to me. I think that you could have did it in a hotel room and none of us would be here in this conversation right now. So I feel like he should be fired. I think that
camera world right now.
But yes, Johnny, a hotel room or the service vehicle, it doesn't change the fact that this happened while he was on active duty. So really the location doesn't matter.
That's true.
It's true.
The reason it matters in terms is because of getting caught. Well, that, but also it's like, why are we in a park and children and people are here? It's almost like, that's what I'm saying, the boldness of it all.
Why are you parked next to the basketball court? Why? Why?
He's just bold.
Why are you near? Yeah, it's like Neo said, an abuse of power, and that just turns me all the way the wrong way. Like, what are you doing? This is disrespectful. It's disrespectful. Care. Yeah, they don't. And, I think that for the wife, the advice I would give her, that's so sad because they showed her picture. We know their names. We know where they live. I just feel bad.
We know where they live. So I could drive by their house real quick.
What advice would you give her, John?
To divorce him. I would divorce him and I would disappear. Not like that. I should say that better. I would divorce him and I would move state or move and change my name because she's on the internet.
Disappear.
Now. All her face. Yeah, literally.
Yeah. Now women need to stop accepting bullshit from men. That's all I can tell you. I don't understand.
It's
There are some good. So I know it's hard to find good guys.
There's some bullshit on both sides of the fence.
I agree.
And people need to stop putting up with.
Right. Period. Exactly. I think that's the case. There's a cultural thing with black women. I'm just saying, where black women. I don't know if you've ever seen Baby Boy. It really speaks to the cultural dynamic with black men and black women. And there is a longstanding issue where Black women tend to accept a lot of stuff. And I'm saying that we need to get out of that. I mean, you need to kind of set your guidelines, stick with them, you know, and stop going for these crappy dudes. It is hard to find good dudes. I'm not going to lie. It's hard to find good dudes, but they're out there and they're worth looking for.
Okay. Motivation. That's good. Thank you, Gio. Because, you know, women are mainly emotional, and I can't speak for all women. You know, there are a lot more emotionally intelligent women, but for the most part, a lot of women I know are very emotional and use that as their rationale. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's where they end up going back to the same guy because they kind of like
those are two conflicting ideas. Emotion and rationale are in direct conflict with one another. So you can't, if they're either being emotional or they're being rational, because you
rational,
can't
be both. True. Thank you, Ralph.
Hold on, I might disagree slightly. I can be both because I'm both.
I might be slightly more rational than emotional, but that being said,
emotional.
All right. Let me get this comment from Sherry Blaine. She says, sex, civilians, and service vehicle in the same sentence do not belong together, and spells termination.
It's so sad.
Thank you.
Yes.
100%. All right.
Get him out of here.
Truth, lies, or shenanigans?
This is some shenanigans. Mia, what is your police force doing over there?
I don't know, man. EG County
don't troll
police,
them too
man.
Hard, buddy. Don't troll them too hard, buddy.
I know, because they might show up at my door.
Right.
Start giving you
problems.
They might show up at my door. I can't. I love PG County Police. I love them. They're the best. They're the best.
They're finding you out of nowhere for nothing. What's going on?
All right, let's get to our game show. All right. Oops. Today's game is the fun one. Today's game is 7-second challenge. We'll spin the wheel to randomly get a challenge to perform. If we do it successfully, we win the round. We're judging each other. And it has to be unanimous, which means 2 votes. You only get 1 vote. No points for you. First with the most points gets the final thought for this show. All right. So we're going to start. Who should we start with? Start with Gianni.
Start with Neo. We never start with Neo.
And we shouldn't start with Neo.
He's like, I know this.
I think I'm hearing some background noise. Let me turn.
Wait, stink as in like stench or hold like on, they on. Suck?
Okay. I'll give you more than 7 seconds. Sorry. Name 4 female singers that probably stink. 7 seconds. Go.
Wait, stink like stench or what stink? Amy Winehouse, I'm so sorry.
They could probably, I mean, it's whatever you want. Gianni, they probably, if they whatever, stink okay. singing, if they stink, they literally like... stink.
Okay.
Amy Winehouse still might have stunk.
Yeah, like she looks like, I mean, she's passed on. I love her anyway.
She might
have. Yeah, probably doesn't smell the best by now.
Ooh. All right, Gianni, no point. So I say no, Rob V, so no point for you.
No point.
Right.
Who's this now?
All right. Describe another player until one of them guesses who you are talking about.
This is easy.
The best for me? Easy.
Yep.
All right.
This person resembles me the most. Maybe a little bit more.
I don't know who it is. Gianni. I don't know. You're talking about Gianni? Gianni?
We have the same hairstyle.
Yeah, Gianni.
There's shine going on here.
All right.
Wrong answer.
Oh, whoops. I'm sorry. That's correct.
It was Mia. Yeah.
That is correct. Okay. I give it to you. That was an easy one. All right. Easy. Next one. Next one is for me. This is a hard. I'm going to get the hardest one. Gosh. Right. Name 3 Joe countries Biden. In Africa as Joe Biden. Egypt.
That should be.
Ethiopia. Morocco.
Good. Sleepy Joe. Okay. typical sleepy Joe.
All right. Yeah. All right. So did I get it? I get the point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You,
did
he
got it, Rob?
Yeah. All right.
It's more parody than imitation.
Parody, right? Imitation.
All right.
We'll let him slide.
All right, come on, Johnny. Get back in the game here. All right, sing a nursery rhyme, but as if you're a Barney.
Why? it's a nursery.
All right, starting now. 7 seconds.
Twinkle, twinkle, little... twinkle, twinkle, little star. No.
Okay, no.
Can't think.
Sorry, I'm not going to give it to you. I don't know about Rob B, but I'm not going to give it to you.
Did Barney have thumbs?
I was trying to do...
I can't Barney had thumbs.
He's snapping. You were kind of snapping.
I was trying to find a rhythm.
Trying to find a rhythm.
Listen,
Mary had a little lamb. You could have done Mary had a little...
Jack and Jill went up the hill.
Jack and Jill.
Barney. Twinkle, twinkle, little star one? Is that a nursery rhyme?
I would have let you have it, but... I would let you have it. That's more of a child song.
If it was delivered a la Barney, I would have.
If you had done the Barney voice, I would have given it to you. Yeah.
How do you do it? It's hard. I thought I was doing it.
Hey,
okay, we're gonna have to look.
That's more like Mickey Mouse, actually.
Hi, kids.
That's
Hi, kids.
You're closer.
Yeah. That's
closer.
More like Kiwi.
Yeah,
it's closer.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to Barney in a while, and it was banned.
Right.
My children got into it. I hated that show. Hated it so much. There was always something else to do.
All right, so Gianni, you are out of the game already, Gianni.
No. Yeah.
All right, Robbie, sing the ABCs as if you're Michael Jackson. Oh, God, you got another easy one. Go ahead.
All right. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, H, J, K, L, N, M, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Damn it. I give it to you.
Good job, Rob.
Damn it.
Yay.
He did the young Michael Jackson.
I wish
Jackson.
I would have got that one. Yeah, classic.
Damn it. All right.
Classic Michael Jack.
Got an easy one. I'm going to get the hardest.
The young Michael.
See if I can keep up with Robbie. Oh, my God. I know this.
In a French accent?
Say 5 different American names, but in a French accent.
Oh.
Joms. Oof. David.
Joms.
I don't know that. Oh my God, Alexa, shut up. Terry, Robbie, and Mio, Antonio. This is terrible. Antonio. That was more Italian.
Antonio.
It's Donella Mario Brothers. Well done.
Antonio.
That's never not French.
I don't know. Do I get a point or not? I don't even know. Did I do good enough?
I'll give it to you. I like the accent.
I don't know. Did Robbie give it to me? Okay.
Rob, did you give it to me?
All right, Robbie. We're going to have to do the next one. We're gonna do the next one. Both of us have to do the next one. You ready?
Head-to-head. Head-to-head challenge.
All right.
Whoops. I'm not doing that.
Wait a minute. Is it a dare? Okay.
We have to do another. Hold on. That was sing your nursery rhyme as if you're Barney. Three birds that cannot fly as if you're Barbie or Ken.
That's so funny.
Oh, God.
Oh, Neo, you're so silly. Oh, it's got to be penguins, dodos, and kiwis.
Damn it. I'm going to give
good job,
Robbie.
Rob.
I can't compete.
There you go. Rob's going to win every time.
Hey, Robbie, another win. You're just stacking them up.
Good job, Robbie. Shout out.
Stacking them up. All right, Robbie, you can start out with the shout outs.
Shout out to my nephew, Eric, who is celebrating his 22nd birthday. Love you, man.
22nd? Aww. Wow.
Youngster. Shout out to my friends and family. I've been talking to them and bonding with them a lot lately on FaceTime, and it's just nice. So shout out to you guys. I love you.
All right, B, I forgot to do this. I'll fix that in post. All right, my shout out goes to Coco Gauff again. This past weekend, she won the U.S. Open. And let me tell you, I don't know if you watched it, but it was a great game to watch. And you inevitably compare Coco to Serena just because there aren't many Black women competing at this level. But her game is like so different. Like Serena is all about like overpowering her opponent. And, you know, she used to make a lot of unforced errors. But Coco is very defensive and she played like flawless. I mean, she does those long rallies. So she's like, she can get the balls like you. I mean, you would think
this talented like, skill.
Yeah, she's good. She's really, really talented. It was a good game to watch. Good job,
she's
Coco.
So young too. That's amazing. Yep,
19.
That's amazing to watch. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good baby.
Looking forward to what she does in the future. All right. Well, that is officially all the time we have for today's show. I'd like to thank all of you for joining us. I hope you learned something, gained a new perspective. We had a lot of things to laugh about, so I hope you had some laughs today. Look for us live again next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and our official audio episode this Friday. Again, we only have 3 episodes left for the season. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Pods Network, that's P-O-D-Z, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Final thought for the show, winner again, Rob B. Close us out.
Your passion is a reflection of your heart's desires. Trust your instincts and listen to what truly excites you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Rob. Words of wisdom.
My passion is hanging out with you guys each
week. Yes.
All right. Thank you, Robbie Rock, Gianni. But most importantly, we've got to thank you for listening to our shenanigans each and every week. We'll see you next week. That was great. Right on time.
Yeah, that was hard.
Like literally to the number.
Oh wow. Nice. Oh yeah.
Like it's literally to the hour. Yeah.
Listen, that's not something we do often.
Yeah. Yeah. I was able to keep time pretty well today for some reason. I don't know. It's just different.
We spoke on time.
That helps.
Yeah. No guests to work into it. And everything else was just on time, which is good.
Yeah.
That way we could tailor the game to how much time we actually had.
Yeah.
I feel like when we start, like, I've noticed that when we pick topics, they all kind of like somewhat are similar. Not the same, but each week sometimes they kind of resemble sometimes. Like, this is heavy. Yeah. Sometimes we'll.
Oh, I see what you're saying. We don't mix it up in terms of, I agree with you. We have either a heavy show or a light show. We don't have a.
Up and down.
Like, this is a pretty light. No, I think this is a pretty light.
We absolutely have those shows where it's like, okay, well, we're going to switch it gears. We're going to go over it heavy.
We do have a good mix. I agree with Rob. Yeah. We have a good mix.
Yeah, because I remember Neo saying, like, we're going to lighten it up. I forgot. And then we kind of switch.
Yeah. We're going to switch it up. And this is a heavier story. Like, but we like to put the heavier stories at the front so that we can lighten the mood after.
Yeah, so it's the end.
Which is, I think, traditionally better format.
Yeah. And I think that's a good way to go.
Stay that way.
It's hard to it's hard to roll from a hard one right into like the game show. We've done it, but it's hard.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's to Gianni's
depends
point
on what the news cycle gives us.
Yeah, that's true. To Gianni's point, we've had some really tough topics, and it'll be all the whole show, and then we're like, okay, we got lighten. I mean, that's the whole point of show too. Is that no matter what we have something light at the end. Close it out. All right.
Yeah.
I am really hungry, guys, because I've actually just eaten a sandwich all day because I've been working. I had a busy, busy day at work, and I just had to jump onto this. So, all right, guys.
We need to have fruit snacks. by your desk. Okay.
Yeah, I should actually. Not a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Keep pre-peeling orange so that you don't get sticky. Yeah. Just put it in a container. Yep. Cut up some apple. Bring it. A banana is absolutely perfect.
I should just make my wife just give me stuff.
Blueberries. Or yeah, just have a bell.
And pack your
no,
own.
No, what the hell? Why would I do
just
that?
Just ring a bell.
Because your wife has a full-time job and runs a fucking gym.
Yeah, she doesn't do any of that stuff for me anyway. I'm just talking out the Jesus side of my Christ. Neck anyway.
You're like, I want her to, though.
She won't. Matter of fact, if I asked her to
melt in this conversation.
If I asked her to bring me something, she'd look at me crazy. She's like, what? No, she might. She might do it.
Yeah. All right. She loves, yeah, so she might do it.
She might, but that's like 50-50. It just depends on the day.
He spoils good odds. Rob, please.
No, she does not spoil me. That is not nice.
You're like, no.
I think Robbie gets spoiled.
Yeah.
I am not.
That's cute. Neo, shut up.
Neo. It is cute.
But you're both lucky.
Yeah. I mean, I'm lucky in many ways, yes. Just not being spoiled is one of them. It's not one of boy being spoiled is not one of the ways I'm lucky.
I told you the way you got to break that out of it, because she's a Cancer like me. We naturally like are caterers, nurturers. So that's kind of different. But maybe she feels like you're more of the spoiler. So she's kind of like, I'm used to this. He spoils me.
See Rob's
me.
Face, Rob, because it's not real. That's why it's different.
That's why it's different.
No.
All right, guys. This has been a fun night with you guys. I enjoyed it. This is a good one.
Yeah, this is fun.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
See you later.